My advice for entrepreneurs is definitely to level up with Shopify. The platform is just never a worry. Like, I have so many worries, but the platform is never one. I feel like Shopify really thinks about how they can optimize. It just always feels very ahead of the curve. Everything is just super easy to connect and link. They really know what we need. Time and money that is saved, I can spend on other things and on growth.
Start your free trial at shopify.com.
Welcome to Recovering Gleek, a podcast for all of your complicated feelings about the TV show Glee.
Hey friends, it's Ian from TV's The Recovering Gleek, a Glee podcast. When Lena and I first decided to make this podcast, we quickly realized we had literally zero idea of how to make that happen. Thankfully, a friend of ours recommended the podcasting platform Anchor. Anchor is free. It has all of the tools you need to record and edit your podcast from your phone or computer. You can even add songs from Spotify into it. And the absolute most amazing thing about Anchor is that they will distribute your podcast for you. So anywhere that you listen to Recovering Gleek, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever weird third-party app you're using, it is there because Anchor put it there. And the icing on the cake is that you can make money from your podcast through Anchor with no minimum listenership. All you have to do is record an ad, which is why I am recording an ad right now, because I want money very badly. It is everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Good morning.
Just another. Oh, wait, I already did Manic Monday. Here's what I meant to do, but there's too many Monday songs. I meant to do Hanging Around. Nothing to do but frown. Minisodes and Mondays always get me down. But like,
oh my gosh, is that Karen Carpenter?
It is. Speaking of a very Glee Christmas and Rachel Berry singing Merry Christmas, Darling, this is our Carpenters fan cast, everyone.
Uh-huh. Welcome. I love the Carpenters.
Good to have you. My name is Ian Allred, and I am a mini Carpenter. I was trying to think of a fun fan name, and I couldn't come up with one.
My name is Lena Knatzer, and I'm a mini I was going to say Karen, but maybe not. I don't want to be one of those. I'll just be a Gleek. I'll stay a Gleek. Whatever.
Good. Proud of you.
Thank
you. Be true to yourself.
You know me.
I do. And you're nothing but authentic. Before we get into our Minnesota Monday, we have some announcements. First off, you guys, it's the week of the show, y'all. It is the daddy long legs of it all. It's happening this weekend. So we sent out streaming links for the show yesterday.
Yes.
If you should have received one and you did not, please let us know. Mm-hmm. We did our absolute best to keep track of everyone who should be sent a link, but you guys, we're just idiots.
We're only human and we bleed when we fall down. So
you took the words right out of my mouth. So if you did not receive an email with a link, please email us and let us know. It is preferable if you attach some screenshot that shows that you made a donation.
Yeah, like don't lie.
Yeah. I know that we were like, times will come out later, and then they never came out. So the times are on Friday. On Friday, April 9th, we are doing a show streaming at 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Have fun getting on Google and looking up what that is in your time zone. 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And then on Saturday, we are doing a show at 7 p.m. I'm going to double check to make sure I'm not lying to everyone, but I'm pretty sure you're correct. 7 p.m. on April 10th. So April 9th, which is Friday at 1 p.m., April 10th, which is Saturday at 7 p.m., hooray, let's have a party.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. I hope to see you guys there. It'll be fun as heck. Also, we talked about it before. We are on 3 episodes of Typecasting Pop Culture by the Numbers. Last week we had the Finchel and then Quinby Quinn episode come out. And then yesterday the Klain and Mercedes episode came out. And that one is so fun. Come hear us type Klain and Mercedes into the Enneagram. Maybe you'll be surprised. Maybe you won't be. It'll be very exciting.
And by yesterday, of course, we mean tomorrow.
Oh, hell.
We're doing a fun new slang. We're trying to get it into, into culture.
I mean, Tuesday.
That yesterday means tomorrow now.
Listen.
And we think it's fun.
We do this weird thing where we record the podcast, not the day it comes out. I don't know if you guys do that with your podcasts. But then when we talk about things that come out, we have to like put our minds into, okay, this episode comes out on Wednesday, tomorrow, yesterday, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then this episode, today it's Saturday, and then this episode comes out Monday, and my mind is all over the place. I don't know what day it is.
Well, and in fairness to you, yesterday we recorded our episode on Sue Sylvester Shuffle, in which we say that our typecasting guest spot came out yesterday. It's, you guys, time makes no sense.
Literally.
Let's get into a mini-sode.
Wibbly wobbly, timey-wimey
stuff.
Wow, God. The day they took Doctor Who off of American Netflix was the day that I became a shell of a woman. Bring it back, please. All right, let's get into this mini-sode. Up first, we have a voicemail from Haley.
Hi, Ian and Lena. I'm Haley, and I use she, her pronouns, and I'm from Seattle, Washington, and people made out in my high school hallways the way that Ian was describing. It was aggressive, and I just wanted to say that it's definitely not just an Arizona thing, because it happened in Washington too. And second of all, the main reason that I am sending this voice memo is, did you hear Olivia Rodrigo's new song Deja Vu? Because Glee is name dropped. Watching reruns of Glee as being like something cute and quirky to do as a date. At what point in a relationship, okay, here's my question. At what point in a relationship would you watch Glee with someone if they had never seen it in their life? Also, is Olivia Rodrigo a Gleek? These are the things I need to know.
You know, Olivia Rodrigo, we already knew she's constantly coming for our brand.
Honestly.
We, you know,
DMing us constantly.
We watched High School Musical, then she made a TV show about it. We listened to music, then she started writing music. And then we made a podcast about Glee, and then she mentions
really coming for
we
our asses.
Got our driver's license, and then she made a song about driver's license. Like, Olivia, it's a little much. We know. You're obsessed with us. We get it.
All jokes aside, that song rocks. Have you listened to it?
It is very good.
It's so good. I've been listening to it all week. I was listening to it all morning as well. It is so fun. I totally think she's a Gleek. I get the sense that Olivia Rodrigo is pretty similar to, like, has pretty similar tastes to me, because she's a Swiftie and she also likes Glee. And those are the two freaking pillars of my personality. I love this song. It's so good. What do I think is like the moment to like introduce your partner to Glee? Oh my gosh. I don't know. Do you do it early? Do you weed out the unlikelies? Do you do it late? So it's like a shame thing.
Is it one of those things where you're like, we're doing this right out the gate so that you are like, I'm not going to waste my time if you can't put up with this embarrassing fact about me, like, let's do it. Or is it one of those things that you wait until the honeymoon and you're like, here's an episode of Glee. It's too late to get out now. I love this TV show.
Yeah, I don't know. That's hard, because sometimes when I've been in relationships, I'll like show my partner things and they're like, yeah, that wasn't very good. And I'm like, yeah, totally. That was terrible. So I'm nervous that if like, it was like too early and you were like too infatuated with them, it wouldn't work. Gosh, what's the move? Okay. How about 3 months in?
Great.
Or like some...
You're 3 month? Okay. Yeah, so you know how like your 50th anniversary is like your golden anniversary, and your like 10th anniversary is like your wood anniversary or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not married.
And like one is paper or something. I don't know.
Your 3 month anniversary is your Glee anniversary.
Absolutely.
And you have a Glee themed 3 month we've been together celebration.
Yes. And you show them a couple episodes, and And it's like, you've been hanging out, things are going well, you respect them enough that like you can share your opinions and all that kind of stuff. Like, and, but also it's not too late to back out. Because we shouldn't be dating not Gleeks. I'm just going to say that here and now. I won't do it.
That's definitive. Gleeks should only be pairing with Gleeks.
Yeah. Ew, I hate that. But it's what has to be done.
Also, I just want to thank truly the hordes of people who came out of the woodwork to back me up in the fact that teenagers are so publicly horny.
My God.
I was really made to feel ostracized by the fact that Lena, Lucas, and Mirjana too were all like, what are you talking about? Teenagers don't get handsy during school. And I was like, wait, what? Where did I grow up? We truly got so many emails and voicemails.
Honestly,
of people being like,
was upsetting.
They'd be like, kids would get caught pantless in my stairwell. Oh, kids used to give hand jobs on the bus. And I was like, thank goodness.
This is a universal experience. I was like, wow, people are coming out of the woodworks to share their horny teenager stories. And you know what? I'm happy to hear them. But also, that was so much.
Well, Lena,
Ian,
did your high school theater department not have the couch?
The answer is no.
What?
No.
That is,
I grew up in northern Utah, my guy. I didn't even know what sex was. That's too much information.
The couch is like,
even
such
if if it was happening, I don't think I would have noticed. Because I was too busy being Hamlet and being emo. Like, I was too busy and also being very conservative. Like, I didn't do that kind of stuff. Well, so it could have existed, but I have no idea. I am just one person.
That's the thing, is it at my school, it was so public. Because you think I was, getting to third base on a couch in my drama teacher's office? No. But, like, it was so public, you would have to have closed your eyes while you walked around school to not know things were happening.
Oh, well.
Anyways, just thank you. Thank you to everyone for backing me up that is a thing that happens. And thank you, Haley.
Yeah, thank you, Haley. Up next, we have a voicemail from Aiden.
Hey, y'all, it's Aiden again. Take a shot every time I send you an annoying voice message. Anyway, 2 points. Number one, I'm not sure if this is because I'm, an annoying teacher. But I love seeing kids' faces when things about Santa come up. They just get so happy and so excited. And I love that the Glee kids didn't bully Brittany, because think about being in high school and still believing in Santa. You would be bullied relentlessly. But they didn't bully her. Instead, they embraced it and they helped her keep that Christmas spirit alive. It warms my heart so much. My other point is that I'm so happy that your friend Lucas said that he thought it was Sue who bought the Artie's leg things, because I always think it is. I was watching this and I was like, oh, when does Sue buy the leg things? And then I was like, oh, it's Beast who buys the legs. I don't know why I'm like this, but this happens quite literally every single time I watch this episode. Anyway, have a good day. Love you. Bye.
Thank you. I hope you have a good day too. That's another thing. This week, a lot of people thought that Sue bought the legs or the Rewalk thing. Yeah.
This is the week of groupthink.
I love that. Many
people be like, have you heard Deja Vu?
This is why we should only be dating each other, you guys.
We have so much in common. We all have seen horny teenagers, yikes, go at it in the hallway. We all think that Sue bought the Rewalk, and we all felt kinship to Olivia Rodrigo when we listened to Deja Vu.
True, true, true. Honestly, I get that. I did too. Thinking about the Britney thing, I completely did too. I just love those Glee kids so much, and I can tell how much they love each other in that episode. It's so sweet. Ugh, I love it. Well, Aiden, thank you so much for your message. You are not annoying to us. Up next, we have a voicemail from Nicole.
Hi, Lena. Hi, Ian. My name is Nicole. Pronouns are she, her, and I'm listening to your Glee Christmas episode, and I just have to let you know, this is probably very neat, but I just have to express that no one loves the Glee Christmas album more than theme parks in Central Florida. Every Christmas, it's on a loop. every single one of them. It's inescapable. It's in the shows that I've danced in. It's atmospheric music. Guests stop and they ask me what version of the song is. And truly, I don't know if there's collusion happening where they had to sign a deal to exclusively play the Glee soundtrack, but it is truly inescapable. Anyway, I love the podcast. Bye.
Nicole, I love hearing, I feel a weird like camaraderie with anyone who's worked at a theme park in Central Florida. I just feel like it's like a fun secret society we're all in. Unfortunately, I worked at Disney World where, and I was in the park where they like by law will not play anything that is not owned by the Disney company. Yeah. I would love to know what shows you were in where you danced to Glee Christmas music. That's incredible.
Also, I wonder why it's the Glee version, because Glee stuff ends up on the radio all the time. Like, what is the law there? Like, with like distribution of like music and then also distribution of covers of music. Like, when you cover a song, does that become your song, or do you have to get like permission from the original artist to like do? I'm confused about all that.
I don't know anything about the law. We know this. I did, though. My roommate, while I was living in Florida, he worked at Disney Springs, which is like the shopping center. Mm-hmm. And he would always complain about how they had one CD that they just played on a loop all day. And so I think like a Glee Christmas album is a safe bet that it's all going to be Christmas music that is all very family friendly and they have to worry about it.
That makes sense.
And so they just like plug that in and let it play all day.
I mean, I do have a hot take here. Glee is kids bop in a different way, you know, like they do cleaner versions of songs, like it's covers. It's essentially kids bop set to a TV show. Why have we never talked about that before? I've never even thought about that until this moment. But you're so right. It is like very easy to put on in a Walmart because it's not going to offend anybody.
Yeah. And you don't have to like sweat about like, but what if there's a song I didn't listen to closely enough?
Yeah, totally. Well, hell. Nicole, thank you so much for your message.
And Central Florida, thank you so much for being Gleeks.
Yeah,
and
honestly,
just really spreading the good word to all of your guests.
Yeah, straight up. Thank you, Florida. Love you. Up next, we have an email from Anaya.
Hey, Lena and Ian. I'm Anaya. My pronouns are she, her, and sadly, I am not an international listener. I'm listening to the Minisode 15, and I wanted to explain my funeral fantasies, since mine may just be the mistress extravagant out there. Lights up on my casket. Paid actors cry as hard as possible, and one even knocks it over in sadness. However, when the casket is knocked over, there's no body. Everyone starts to worry. There's a dead body randomly somewhere after all. Suddenly they hear a sound from the back of the church. It's a pre-recorded recording of my voice singing Defying Gravity from the smash hit musical Wicked as my dead body swings in on bungee cords. I land safely in my second casket, and the ceremony goes on as usual, except for the fact that there's also a large cake in the shape of my body in a coffin. Anyways, my funeral fantasies aside, I also wanted to touch base with you on something else. I'm so thankful that Glee ended before Hamilton started. Glee stands plus Hamilton stands would be so incredibly chaotic, not to mention I would have to rip my ears out knowing that Will would even attempt to rap. That being said, if the Glee Club were to do a Hamilton week, who would sing what? Anyways, I hope you are both doing well. I love the pod, and I can't wait for the next episode. Anaya. We get asked about Hamil Glee a lot.
Yeah.
It's one of our most requested. I swear we've talked about it before. I have a distinct memory of Lena saying that Kurt would sing Satisfied. And so that's why we keep like not talking about it on the minisode, because I'm like, I think we've already talked about this, but so many people ask that I guess we haven't, or we didn't go very in depth.
I think that's all we said. And we haven't ever casted Hamilton before.
You guys, I'm not going to cast Hamilton with the Glee cast. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, I mean, we definitely could cast it in theory with, like, who Ryan Murphy would cast as them. But, like, on principle, we should not be casting this, like, predominantly white club into this musical written for people of color. But, I mean,
But we can, I like, but we can talk about, like, if there was a Glee episode, what songs would go to what character.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, off the bat, we would have a My Shot number, no doubt. And then we'd probably do, I don't know, would we do the Skylar Sisters, or would we do Satisfied Helpless, or are we going to cast them? Or are we going to, like, do, like, a Glee week, like, or a Hamilton week, pardon me?
We're doing a Hamilton week because we just said we're not casting.
Oh, okay, good.
The show.
Okay, good. I don't know. we probably do Wait For It.
But who is singing it?
I don't know. I'm just
who's
trying to
singing
pick
My
one.
Shot.
Okay, My Shot is probably Finn.
Well, throwing out Burn is Rachel. I have zero doubt in my mind that would go to Lea Michele.
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
Yeah.
And it would be one of those things where she and Finn have broken up, and like she is, they're both in the wrong, but like also she's a little bit more in the wrong than he is.
Yeah.
But the writers are like, but it's, she's the hero, and so we're going to force you to root for her, even mm-hmm. though you shouldn't. And they have her sing Burn and try and gaslight us into thinking that like Rachel's been wronged in this situation when she was not at all.
Classically. Mm-hmm. I think that the Unholy Trinity would sing the Skylar Sisters. Uh-huh. And it would be so cute. And they'd be like walking down the hallway in their little cute little uniforms. And it'd be so cute. Who would be who? I think that in that sense, Brittany would be Peggy. I think mm-hmm. Quinn would be Eliza. And I mm-hmm. think Santana would be Angelica.
100%.
Right? Don't you think? You'll Be Back would probably be in there. Hear me out. John Groff comes in to sing that song.
I could see the writers forcing that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, never in a million years do I think Jesse St. James would sing that song. But knowing the Glee writers, they don't care what's true to the character. They would just force it and be like, yeah, he's doing it.
They'd probably do Wait For It, no doubt. Who would sing Wait For It? Oh, you know who it would be. It would be Darren Criss. Blaine would sing Wait For It.
Oh, yes, he would. Oh, my gosh.
I think that
this, like, talking about this is making me feel bad.
I know, it makes me sweaty. I think Hamilton is so amazing, and I think Glee is so amazing, and I am eternally grateful that Hamilton came out after Glee. Like, geez Louise.
Okay, I counter you saying that Finn would sing My Shot, and I think it'd be Will, and it is Will having one of those.
I
it's
think
like
you're right.
The end of season two arc where he's like, maybe I should leave teaching and maybe I should pursue acting. Mm-hmm. You know that? It's that moment. And yeah. Will is like, I don't know, like, maybe I am throwing away my shot by being a teacher. Yeah. And then he learns that actually, like, he loves teaching and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And then, like, Finn would come in being like, he will never be satisfied. That's the actual finale, but you know what I mean.
It would be Emma as Eliza with the, like, Alexander, but she'd be like, William Schuster, I have to leave. William Schuster. And then Finn would come in with the...
Look around.
And then Finn would come in with the, he will never be satisfied. And then Emma and Will on the, like, satisfied,
wait,
satisfied.
That's everything. I want that. Why do I want that so bad?
And
that's
awesome. Yeah, that's like Will leaving the Glee Club. And they're all like, you can't do this. Wait, I'm into this idea now. I'm on board. Let's think of this Act One finale. Okay. The section of the Act One finale that is Wait For It is Will trying to convince Blaine, because Will is freaking obsessed with Blaine. He's trying to convince Blaine to drop out of high school so that they can go do a two-man show together on Broadway. And Blaine is like, I'm not going to do it. And Will is like, what are you waiting for? What do you stall for? Does that whole thing. Uh-huh. And then Blaine sings that section of Wait For It in the Act One finale.
Wait.
There it is.
Oh, I love that. Very good.
Thank you.
Wow.
Any other strong opinions about Hamilton Glee?
Ooh, would they do
Say
my No
gosh.
To This?
That's what I was about to say.
Literally.
Say No to This is for sure happening.
I know.
It is either Will and like Will and Shelby.
Yeah.
Shelby.
Ooh, Will and Shelby,
But I think it's probably more of like a Puck song.
Yeah.
That it's like Puck is trying to straighten up and like be a better guy.
Uh-huh.
And then, but then like
maybe
he just can't help himself.
Yeah. Maybe he's like, in this bit, like dating Quinn or something. Ugh. Yeah, or how then, about like, he's dating Rachel? Let's make this plot ourselves. He's dating Rachel. Great. And like,
and that's why she sings Burn.
That's everything. Okay, yes. So Puck is dating Rachel, and then he cheats on Rachel because it's Puck. What did we expect? And also, these children go to McKinley High, and they're always cheating on each other. I don't know what that's about.
Mm-hmm. It's part of the curriculum.
Yeah, absolutely. They get extra credit for it. And and then he like hooks up with Quinn, and it hurts Rachel even more because Rachel has a secret crush on Quinn.
No, I can get on board with that. I was going to say that he cheats on her with Santana just because Santana I'd much rather hear Naya Rivera sing that song.
Yeah.
But
we
I mean,
say it's Santana either way.
But we're also casting this based on the terrible crap that Glee would pull off.
Yes.
Because ethically, this episode should never happen.
Oh, yes.
All right. I think those are my opinions on Hamel Glee.
Yeah.
I would like to apologize to everyone that we just talked about what that would be like.
Yeah. We don't need that in the world.
We're very glad it never happened.
I love Hamilton. I love Glee. I love them separately, you know? Mm-hmm. Okay. Anaya, thank you so much for your message. Invite me to your funeral. That sounds fun as hell. next we have a voicemail from Naomi.
Hey y'all, my name's Naomi. I'm from Arizona, so no international listener jingle for me. And in fact, I actually think Arizona deserves an anti-jingle that's just like 4 seconds of dissonance and awful screaming because it deserves it. Arizona! I love you guys so much. I've been watching since February, and I've been trying my hardest to go through as slow as possible because I was so scared for the moment where I would catch up to you guys, and it's finally come, and I'm so sad because no one around me likes Glee. They never watched it, but they all hate it except my ex, so thank you for helping me not talk to him. And also, Ian, that thing you're talking about how like maybe just Arizona schools are super horny. No, the most I was ever at my school was like a peck on the cheek. So I think it's just the Scottsdale thing, which isn't surprising. oh my God. I also have a question. If you could recommend any episode of Glee to someone who's never watched it but hates it, which would you choose? And not the pilot, because I've already tried that and it keeps failing. Okay, bye. I'm chucking love.
Oh. Naomi, take it up with Haley.
Yeah.
It's not just a Scottsdale
thing. And the rest of the world, I swear to God, you guys. The volume of messages we got about horny teens.
I am shocked that there are high schools that are able to, like, force teens to be chaste in school. Because it wasn't like an like every teenager was going at it thing, but I feel like there are just, like, those handful of kids at every school who have no shame. And we'll just go for it, and they don't care. Anyways, frankly, the pilot of Glee is probably its best episode.
Yeah.
And if that's not working, then I got bad news for you. But if I were to pick a different episode to show someone and be like, here's this show that I think like is very fun and could get them excited about it, I would do probably Sectionals Season 1.
Okay.
Or Journey to Regionals or Duets.
Yeah.
One of those three.
Yeah. I was definitely thinking Journey to Regionals. And then maybe it's just because it's on my mind, but I truly think this episode is for normies. The Sue Sylvester Shuffle is...
That's true.
So palatable. I think that's a good one to show people. Yeah, but the Duets would actually be a great episode as well because it's like all good stuff, no bad stuff. Also, laryngitis. I know I won't shut up about it. Someone called it all killer, no filler. And I think that is so true. But probably those ones, I would say. I wonder why the pilot isn't working. I hear me out. If the pilot isn't working, maybe Glee isn't working for them.
Yeah.
You know, like they just can't be in our dating pool.
Yeah, you just can't date them. I'm so sorry. I don't care how attracted to them you are. If they don't like the pilot of Glee, it's not going to work out with you
two. Yeah, on your 3-month anniversary, you watch the pilot with them. If they don't like it, kick them to the curb.
Pull the plug.
Definitely. Naomi, thank you so much for your question. Up next, we have an email from Eilish.
Hello, my name is Eilish and I go by she, her pronouns. In the episode of Throwdown, you guys have a little skit about how weird it is that in the song Hate On Me, there's just a portion about peaches. But in all actuality, it isn't that weird. The line, "Oh, if I gave you peaches out of my own garden and I made you a peach cobbler, would you slap me?" is very obviously about having sex. Peaches are slang for ass. I'm sure you guys knew that. And the line, "If she would give him peaches out of her own garden," is obviously her saying, if she had sex with him, making a peach cobbler is her giving him really good sex, and then asking if he would slap her could either mean that she wanted him to slap her and he didn't, or he was ungrateful, or he was so ungrateful that he slapped her. This is all from context clues, but I can't find anything that says otherwise. I also got this from the next line that says, "I wonder if I gave you diamonds out of my own womb, would you feel the love in that or ask why not the moon?" Which is what I would say, her asking if having kids with him would even do anything for the relationship. So I don't know, take it or leave it, but I definitely don't think it's out of place or random. Anyway, love your podcast. Exciting to hear more from both of you. Eilish. Eilish, when you put it like that,
yeah, that
now
only makes
I'm
sense.
Embarrassed
I know,
because that
literally.
Is the most obvious thing.
I read this email. Well, I got, she sent us an email like a couple months, a DM about it a couple months ago. And I was like, I didn't get that at all. What? And like, yes, peaches are obviously slang for ass. I know that. But also, I didn't know that.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Like, I was like literal peaches. Also, I have listened to, because you are correct, Eilish. I looked up the lyrics and it says peach cobbler. I have listened to the Glee version. I have watched the music video of the Jill Scott version. Mm-hmm. I have listened to the recording of the Jill Scott version. I swear they all say pie. I don't know where the cobbler is coming from. They're saying peach pie. That doesn't change the meaning, but just a weird thing to think about.
Yeah. Oh, man, that only makes sense now. I gotta go re-listen to that song with that in mind. Thank you for letting us know.
Yeah, that not our proudest moment.
No, definitely. Also, you and I truly are idiots on all fronts, and you guys just gotta know that we're not experts on anything, especially not slang for ass,
and especially not what fruits mean different parts of your body.
Yeah, I mean, I understand all fruits look like genitals. I know that, but also,
yeah,
do I know that?
Have you ever seen a pineapple?
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you, Eilish.
You just rolled your eyes so hard; it was so funny. Thank you so much for that message. Up next, we have a voicemail from James.
Hey, Lena. Hey, Ian. I am James. I'm from Scotland.
International listener!
I go by he, him pronouns. And I have a bunch of thoughts about the Christmas episode. So, I'm going to share them. One, I'm pretty sure that in Dalton, you sleep there Monday to Friday, and then you go home on the weekend and you sleep at your house, because I'm blaming the alcohol. Finn says, "Oh, Kurt's blackmailing me to come here because he saw my search history," and like, how else would Kurt see his search history if like he wasn't living with him? That would just be kind of really, really weird. Two, I think Baby It's Cold Outside works because Kurt's flying back. If he wasn't, it would just be creepy. Three, mm-hmm. They make Quinn sing "It's Time to Come Out" and "Island of Misfit Toys." I don't think that's a coincidence. They knew what they were doing. Fabery is real. I'm not sorry. And also, I'm pretty sure in "Island of Misfit Toys," you can hear Tina singing, but they silenced her because they hate Jen Oshkowitz, even though she's insanely talented.
Oh, and it cut off there. Honestly, that is a representation of Glee itself, that as soon as he started talking about Tina, it timed out and he couldn't finish the thought.
Oh, that hurts my hearty. Oh, man.
Just like Tina hurt her arty by breaking up with him to date Mike Chang.
She did. Oh, man. Man. So much evidence about Dalton being a boarding school. Let's keep a tally. Okay, so Dalton definitively in the Christmas episode is definitively a boarding school and has evidence that it's a boarding school, right? Let's think about that. Remember that.
Yeah. If we can keep a tally of all the evidence for and against, we know that in sectionals, Kurt mentions that he has not seen Finn since the wedding.
Which
hints at the fact that he hasn't been home, or if he has, somehow they haven't bumped into each other in the same house.
Yeah.
And then in A Very Glee Christmas, he is seen late at night studying in, like, the living room of Dalton.
2 hours from his parents' home.
Mm-hmm. Which are both very pro-boarding school.
Uh-huh.
But then, as James mentions, he also says something about seeing Finn, which suggests that he does go home. This is the case that has to be cracked. This is the most important mystery of season 2.
We are on the case.
Is Dalton a boarding school, or is it just a private school that Kurt is commuting to an hour and a half every day? We'll continue to investigate. Everyone stay tuned.
James, asking the right questions. Thank you. Also, Quinn, time to come out. Whenever you're ready, Queen, we are here for you. Thank you so much for that message. Up next, we have an email from Molly.
Hey, Lena and Ian, it's Molly, pronoun she, her. I wanted to thank you for mentioning the issues with Jewish representation in this episode. I am Jewish, but I often gaslight myself and say it's not an issue when I watch TV shows with poor Jewish representation because it is so common. There are tons of shows, mostly sitcoms that I can think of, where they mention offhand that a character is Jewish and then never bring it up again unless it's the butt of a joke. Glee is very guilty of this. I don't think being Jewish has to be a huge component of their personalities. For some Jews, it's not a big part of their lives. And Glee's treatment of Jewish characters is a lot better than its treatment of other minorities, but they could definitely have done better. Slight correction, by the way, I didn't find the lack of mention of Hanukkah to be a major issue because Hanukkah falls around Christmas, but they don't always overlap. And contrary to popular belief, it's not such a major holiday. I actually looked it up because I was curious, and Hanukkah in 2010 was December 1st through 9th. So we can pretend the writers took that into account, and that's why they didn't include it, even though that is most likely not the case. What I found more of an issue was that the episode was written as if Rachel celebrates Christmas as much as everyone else, and they did the bare minimum to save their asses by saying it's just for Finn. Don't get me wrong, I totally see Rachel as one of those Jewish girls who is obsessed with Christmas and Christmas music, there are many of them, but I think it was a huge oversight for the writers to make her say she wished for a gift from Santa in a super sincere, not as a joke way, and barely hinted the fact that this is not actually her religious holiday, especially when this episode is one of the only times we ever hear about her talk about her Jewishness, other than in jokes about her and Puck or Jacob and Israel, and in reference to her Queen Bee Barbara. But I obviously will never complain about that. There is also no mention that there are other Jewish characters there, too, who also probably don't celebrate Christmas, specifically Puck, but also Tina. I always forget that Tina is Jewish. According to Glee Wiki and my memory, it is only explicitly mentioned once when she's applying for university in season 4. What's upsetting is I'm guessing the writers made her last name Cohen Chang as a joke, the joke being that it's funny to be Asian and Jewish, which makes fun of actual Asian Jews and other Jews of color. I hope I'm wrong about that, but I wouldn't put it past them. Or it's a reference to Jenna Ushkowitz having a Jewish last name, even though she's not even Jewish, but the name comes from a Jewish grandfather. I just have a hard time believing that this is a good faith effort to include representation of Jews of color, given their track record. I wish it was, though. She's also Korean, not Chinese, even though Chang is a Chinese name, I'm pretty sure, and I'll be really embarrassed if I'm wrong. So basically, Tina, they did you so wrong. Tina Cohen Chang. Also, I have a question. Is it normal how much they are explicitly celebrating Christmas in a public school? I'm Canadian, and I went to a Jewish school my whole life, so I am not at all familiar with the American public school treatment of holidays. I know Christmas is a special case because it's a cultural holiday as well as a religious one, and also it's a Christmas episode, and I loved it, so I really am not complaining here, just curious. Sorry I wrote so much, I have so many thoughts. To be clear, I love the episode. I as well was impregnated by Baby It's Cold Outside, and the image... And the image of Becky pulling Sue on the wagon will forever live in my mind rent-free. I really appreciate you bringing this up. And as always, I get so much joy listening to your podcast. Love ya, Molly. To answer your question, no. The public schools do not celebrate Christmas that much, if at all. Oh, well, my public school didn't. Yeah. Lena, what did yours do?
And you and I can only speak to our separate experiences at public school, but my public school super did. Like, obviously, it wasn't, like, in the curriculum, but, like, hallways would be decorated with like snowflakes and Christmas trees, and like we would have like a Christmas dance, and we like it definitely wasn't like explicitly denominational like Christmas like, but it definitely was, I would say, pretty comparable to McKinley High. Like that everything is decorated and like people are doing, like my school always did like big fundraisers around Christmas every year, and like just pretty similar, I would say, to this episode. But that's just my school. I can only speak to that experience. So yes, but also no. Like there weren't teachers being like, well, this is the reason for Christmas, you guys. Like this is how Christmas is supposed to be. Like that wasn't happening. But it definitely was like the Christmas spirit was in the air, sure.
We did, like you said, it was winter. Like it was like Christmas is happening. And also like a lot of holidays are happening in December in that area. And so the decorations were all like winter. And then we had a dance, but it was the winter formal. It was not the Christmas dance. And so like we clearly were celebrating something, mm-hmm. but they legally could not say that we were celebrating Christmas. Yeah, so it totally. Was just the hooray for winter.
Yeah.
We did do similar to Mean Girls, we did do candygrams where you would send candy canes mm-hmm. and you could do notes. That is like the most.
Did you get a bunch?
No, I didn't. I didn't get four for me, Ian Allred. You go, Ian Allred. Sadly, that did not happen.
It was none for Ian Allred. Bye.
Bye. Exactly. the most explicitly Christmas we got was at like arts concerts, like at our choir concert we would sing Carol of the Bells, and then like at the dance concert they would probably like dance to a Christmas song at some point.
Yeah My high school always did, the high school choir always sang like a rendition of Silent Night, and they would like hold up tea lights and like make them like a Christmas tree. Oh my gosh, that was so fun.
That sounds so pretty.
It was actually very beautiful. But we did sing like I was not in choir, but I would go to the choir concerts all the time because mm-hmm. I support the arts. And they always did Christmas songs.
Well, we would do, our choir would go caroling to fundraise for our choir trip.
That is so and we, fun.
They would pay, like people would hire us to sing at their parties. And so like, and you would like sign up, like
sure.
No one was obligated to go. But you would like sign up if you wanted to, and then you would rehearse a few Christmas carols, and you would like go to Christmas parties around like the valley, like the Phoenix area of Arizona, and like sing for people.
Yeah.
And then that would help raise money so we could go to whatever the heck city we were going to that year.
Ooh, you just unlocked a memory for me. I remember being in elementary school and having the local high school's choir come and do a choir concert like for the elementary school. And I remember they sang, one of the choirs one year sang The 12 Pains of Christmas, which is like one of my favorite Christmas songs ever. It is so fun. But they like changed up the lyrics a little bit. So instead of it's like hangovers, I remember a guy and he had like a bunch of Tupperware. Like doing, honestly, I think back, it was like the best acting I've ever seen in my entire life. And this guy was probably like 15. He was like balancing all these like Tupperware things. And he was like, leftovers. It was so funny. Oh my gosh. Anyways, but awesome input. Thank you. Thank you so much, Molly, for pointing all of that out to us, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
We really definitely appreciate it. Up next, and last but certainly not least, we have a little message from someone named Zach. Oh my gosh.
Hi, Ian and Lena. My name is Zach. We follow each other on TikTok. I'm also Sue Sylvester TikTok. And I apologize that I have been following you for so long and am just now, this weekend, starting to listen to your podcast. I think I'm mostly caught up. And I just wanted to let you know how wonderful it has been for my week. It's been kind of a downer of a week, probably just because the weather's been sort of gloomy. And your complicated feelings on this show that I share so many of the feelings towards have just been wonderful to listen to. So I am just very excited to continue to listen along, specifically Silly Love Songs. It's one of my favorite episodes. And I just hope that the two of you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You guys, the icon, the myth, the legend, Sue Sylvester TikTok.
Dude, we freaked out when we got that message. We were like, what? We got
very excited.
We got so excited. Listen, Zach, I am so happy to have you here. Your TikToks are so funny. We get tagged in them all day long, and I love it every single time. You are so funny and so awesome. So happy to have you here listening. Thank you for being here. I hope next week is a little better for you because you bring so much joy to everybody. Oh, my gosh.
Also, are we to believe that when you said you caught up and it made your week better, that you caught up in 1 week? Because if that's true, mad respect. That's incredible.
It has been done before. It has been done before. But thank you for listening. Thank you all for listening. That was the end of our mini-sode. Thank you so much for being here. Have a great rest of your week. Our episode on the Sue Sylvester Shuffle comes out Wednesday. Before we wrap this up, should we do the relative pitch game?
We're switching roles. I forgot. Okay. Do you want to go first?
I'd love to go first.
Oh gosh, A Very Glee Christmas has frankly too many songs in it.
Oh yeah, and also I don't know that I will know any of them.
I know, and it's hard because
this is going to be the week that I crash and burn.
Well, it's also hard because these are like songs that we know very well normally, yes. And sometimes Glee will change the key, and so it's hard to like nail it down.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have you sing "Last Christmas." Get Lea Michele in your mind.
By Wham. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day.
So you think it's.
Yep, I do.
Last Christmas. So you think it's G to F. Oh, you're right. Relative pitch!
Yay! I totally thought I was going to crash and burn this week. I, Ian Allred, would like you to sing "Baby, It's So Cold Outside." And you know what would be good since it's so cold outside? Some soup. Baby, it's cold outside. Let's get some soup.
Oh my gosh.
Bringing it home.
This is hard because I've heard so many different versions of this song that I like don't know which one to hone. Mm. I am trying desperately to find Darren Criss and Chris Colfer.
I mean,
and
me
instead
too.
It's Zooey Deschanel and whoever the other guy is from the Elf credits. Okay, I'm just going to go for it. I really can't stay, baby, it's cold outside, I got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I think it's an E, I think it's...
Okay.
We'll find out.
Yeah. Ooh, I think
I'm wrong.
I don't know, hold on.
No, that's a different key.
I really can't stay.
Dun, 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 dun. I am a half step off, it's an E flat.
Damn it. Well, what's it like to be a mega loser?
Just kidding. Wow, I hate
love
this.
Love for you.
All right, well, that's our mini-sode. I am so ashamed of myself.
No, you probably sang a correct version. Maybe not somewhere. The Glee one, somewhere.
Someone somewhere sang it in that key. All right, well, that's our mini-sode. Check out us on Typecasting tomorrow. Check out our episode on Sue Sylvester Shuffle on a Wednesday. If you have thoughts you want to send us, a voicemail can be sent to anchor.fm/recoveringgleek. An email can be sent to recoveringgleek@gmail.com. If you should have gotten the streaming link to Daddy Long Legs and you did not, please email us. And that's the end of our show. Bop. Love you guys.
Love you. Here's a mini kiss on your mini forehead. Mwah. See you later.
Thank you for listening to Recovering Gleek. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at recoveringgleek_podcast. If you liked our podcast, be sure to leave a review. And tell your friends, please.
Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.